We're talking about God's will to heal this week, and today I would like us to focus on the origin of sickness and where it's from. When we read Genesis 1 and 2 and the world God created in the Garden of Eden for Adam and Eve, we find that it was a very good world. In fact, it was perfect. And Adam and Eve never got sick. You know, there was no sickness, no pain, no poverty, nothing bad. And if you would have gone to Adam and Eve and told them, I have a headache or I have a pain in my leg, they would have looked at you funny, because there was no such thing as sickness in the world, the original world that God created. So it's important for us to know, how did sickness enter the world and where does it come from? Well, we find the answer in Romans 5 verse 12, where the Bible says, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. So what it's saying there is, through the one man, Adam, sin entered the world. And through sin and because of sin, death also entered the world. And death there is not just talking about physical death, it's talking about everything that came with sin, including poverty, including sickness, including pain. So sickness came into the world because of sin. Now, for us to say sickness is the will of God is almost like saying sin is the will of God, because it is sin that brought sickness into the world. And when Jesus died for us, he didn't only die for sin, he also paid for the effects of sin. That's why his blood was poured out for sin, but his body was broken for the effects of sin, which includes sickness. And when we understand the origin of sickness, it helps us to know that it's not God's will for us. And Jesus already dealt with it. But I also want to read four verses to you today that will show you that sickness is also a work of the devil. It's not a work of God. And the first verse I would like us to look at is Job 2 verse 7, where the Bible says, so when Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. Who did it? It was not God, it was Satan who did it. Then we read in Psalm 41 verse 8, an evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him, and now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Notice it's called an evil disease. The Bible says God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. He has no evil in him. He can't do something evil to us. And sickness is not called a blessing there. It's called an evil disease. Then we read in Luke 13 verse 11 and 16, Jesus saying, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. Then verse 16 says, and ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Who bound her? Was it God who kept her in bondage? No, it says Satan has bound her and Jesus set her free. Then the last verse is Acts 10, verse 38, where the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of a devil, for God was with him. Notice what Jesus did was good. It was good when he healed everybody. And it says that he healed everyone who was oppressed of the devil, not oppressed of God. So it's so important for us to know the origin of sickness, the fact that sin brought sickness into the world, and that sickness is a work of the devil. It's not a work from God. You know, even under the Old Testament, you know, God sometimes used sickness to judge people. But even then, it was always a curse. It was never a blessing in disguise. So it's so important for us to know the truth, to know where sickness comes from, and to know that healing comes from Jesus. You are highly favored and deeply loved.